This week's parasha is Parshas Vayera. Okay, says Vayera Elav Hashem, and God appeared to him, to Avram, Elonei Mamre, right? Vuhu Yoshev Petach Ha'Oel, and he's sitting Petach Ha'Oel Kechom Hayom. Chazal tell us this was the third day of his Bris Milah. This is an unusual thing for a person to do on the third day of his Bris Milah, especially an older man. The pain on the third day, Chazal says, is very, very painful. It was a sunny day, as we know. And Avraham Avinu's pain, not physical pain, pain for not being able to do midat chesed, to bring orchim and bring them tachat kanfei hashchina, under the divine presence, was more painful than his physical pain. Ve'yisa einav, and he lifted up his eyes, ve'yar, and he saw. Ve'inei shlosh anashim nitzavim alav, three people were standing in front of him. Vaya, and he saw them, Vayarotz l'kratam, and he ran towards them, mipetach ha'oil, from the opening of his oil, v'yishtachu altsa, and they bowed. Okay? Vayera elav, Chazal tell us, Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to him, this was a level of nevuah. He was mekabel p'nei hashchina. Nevuah, mekabel p'nei hashchina. Three passers by, Avram in his pain, third day of Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun to be a really hot day so no one would bother him, and there he's standing there waiting for someone. So there's no one around, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates three malachim to come to him, and what do? He goes and runs towards them. In the middle of Nevuah. And you're going running towards three Orchim in your pain and in everything? What do Chazal learn from this? Chazal say, Gadol Hachnasas Pnei Orchim. It's big, the bringing in of guests, not guests. I don't know if it's like guests like we think guests, like Shabbos guests. It's people who need a place to stay. Mikabaras Pnei Shechina. From receiving the Pnei Hashchina, receiving the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How does that make sense? In the middle of the Shemona Esrei, three people are walking outside and you want to get Orchim, you can stop your Shemona Esrei and bring them in. Can you? No. No, you can't. Well, what's this teaching us? What's this Chazal teaching us? It's bigger than Nevuah? Kabbalah's Pnei Orchim is bigger than Nevuah? How can that make a sense? Kodesh Baruch was appearing in front of Avraham. How does that make sense? The answer is very simple. What's the tachlis of this world? What's the purpose of this world? The purpose of this world is to give. It's not lit'aneg al Hashem. It's not, Mesir Shisharim says, lit'aneg al Hashem. That's the tachlis of the Bria. So you're mit'aneg al Hashem, you're mekabel p'nei Shechina. You'd think that's the tachlis of Bria. No. The way we're mit'aneg al Hashem is by giving. Not by sitting there and being nene miziv Hashechina. We're not Buddhists. We don't sit and meditate in the Himalayas and get to whatever. Or priests to go to monasteries and separate themselves from the world. I don't know what levels they get to. I'm not sure they do, but forget that now. Say, but that's not Jewish avoda. That's not our avoda. Our avoda is to take all that we have and give it. Give it. Do chesed. Express. Give to the world.
what we are, what's innate in ourselves,
that's the Chiddush of Judaism. That's why we're the only religion who believe that we can change the world. No one else believes they can change the world. The world is the way it is. The world is a world of suffering, or a world that where man's doomed to sin. No. We can fight the ra in the world. We can fight the ra in ourselves by giving to the world, by changing ourselves. That's the Chiddush of Avraham. That's why Avraham was the beginning of the Jewish people. That's the Chiddush of Avraham. There's a bigger Chiddush, and it's to do with our individual selves. The world speaks about needs. You have a need. You need that need to be replenished. You're hungry, you eat. You're emotionally hungry, you get someone emotional. You're intellectually hungry, you get someone intellectual. I don't know what. Esav, you take and you bring into yourself. The Chiddush of Avraham is the needs that a person has, he doesn't receive them, he gives them. Your needs are replenished through your giving, through your expression. The biggest tsar, the biggest pain to a person isn't physical pain. The biggest pain to a person is that he can't express himself. The worst thing you can do to a person is separate himself from the world. Solitary confinement. That's the worst thing. That's the biggest pain you can make to a person. A person go insane if he can't be expressed. That's the tachlis of life. The tachlis of life is a person to express himself and give himself in the world. And that's how he changes himself and the world. That's the Chiddush of this parasha. That's the Chiddush of Avraham. You with me? Isolation doesn't literally mean solitary confinement. Isolation means non-proper expression of self. If you're in a place in which part of you cannot be expressed, that's isolation. That's a tremendous pain for humanity. That's what causes depression. Depression comes when a person's not expressing himself in a proper way, or when parts of him cannot be expressed. The Chiddush of Avraham is, and the Chiddush of life is, that man needs to express himself in all facets of himself. Judaism teaches it in the proper way. We're not doomed to failure. We're not unable to change the suffering of the world. The Olam Haba by Yishmael, the Olam Haba isn't physicality. No. We're supposed to express the depth of our character and all aspects of our character fully in the world. And that's greater than to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, your name is Yishmael. It's a tremendous thing. That's Olam Haba. That's not this world. Olam Haba, when you finish expressing this world, your ne'eneh mitziv ha'shechina. Hayom la'asotam. Today is the day to do your actions, to express yourself properly. Ulamacha lekabel schar. And the world to come, you receive the schar of your actions. Revolvi also speaks about in his Zvar al-Chesed, he explains, man's creativity, man's forming of worlds is in man's chesed, because he's forming his world. He's forming this world. He's forming his world to come. He's forming what's real in the world. That's man's creativity. That's man's selem elokim. Man was given selem elokim to be elokim in the world, to be expressive of his divinity in the world. That's the chesed of Avraham. So now, we have this little story here about these three melachim, right? We see parshas of the others. We see few psukim, v'amilkad mead, few psukim about tefillin, few psukim about tzitzis. Here we have a whole parasha just talking about the conversation, what Avram did and brought for these malachim. Whole parasha.
So, there must be something very deep about this whole story. How Avram behaved to the malachim can't be just a little story the Chazal telling you. Listen, Avram was a nice guy, you know, he brought meat to them, he brought water to them. Look what he did. What's this story about? If you look at it, it's like a nice little story. It's like, you know, a little children's story. You tell kids, see what Chesed Avram did? Well, yeah, there should be a midrash. We'll read it in the Chumash itself. Let's read. So it says, Yukach na, he says, Ba'at mayim, v'rachatu raglehim, v'shanu tachat ha'etz. And rest, under the tree. So first of all, mayim, Chazal say, because Avram gave the mayim, right? It was Alidei Shliach, says Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid his children through a Shliach. The Vayare Moshe et Yado v'yachet ha-sela. Through the sela he got water. What's getting water in the Midbar to do with these Hachnasas Orchim? Avram gave Hachnasas Orchim to these three passerbys. And because of that, Klal Yisrael had water in the Midbar. Right? We see the pat lechem he gave, right? It was Pesach, Chazal tell us. We were zoche to the man. What's this pat lechem we get on Pesach? We were zoche to the man in the Midbar. Then we see that the meat, El Abakar, Ratzav, Rabbi, Kach, Ben Bakar, Rach, Vatov, Yiten, El Ana, the Na was Yishmael, V'yemel Asototo. And he quickly did it, he brought meat through Yishmael. From that, Klal Yisrael was zoche to the slav and the midbar, that we got meat. Okay. So all these things that are happening here, why is this Hachnosis Orchim? What's Hachnosis Orchim? You have a person who doesn't have. He needs a piece to stay. Right? You're mitchased with him. You're giving him his needs. You're looking after him. It's a very small action. Very small action of Avram. This was the big actions of Avram that he gave bread and water and meat to an oreach. That's the big actions that we have a whole parasha telling us. Avram was in pain. Here Chazal show us the desire that Avram had to give. The desire he had that no one should be needy. Avram represented the divine presence in this world. He brought the divine presence in the world. He was Merkava L'Shechina. When Avram brought that Midah into the world, of being Merkava L'Shechina, to provide for those who are needy, and provide in these three ways, that gave the schus to his children to provide it for when they were needy in the Midbar. How a person behaves is Mida connected Mida. The Avos were the shorish, were the source of the whole Jewish people. How they behaved had an effect and had an influence on what would happen to us, to the Jewish people in the future. Because they provided in these ways to the needy, we were provided for Mida connected with Mida, because that Mida was brought into the world. That concept was brought into the world through Avram. So that concept was in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we, his children, got the reward for that Midah being in the world. So we got water. Shliach, shliach. We got bread. Man, min ha-shamayim. This was Pesach. Derech Agav. The matzah on Pesach is lechem emuna, is bread of emuna. It's like man. It's one of the only mitzvahs, the rice that we have. But the lechem of Pesach, the bread of Pesach, is the same concept to the man. Man is lechem min hashamayim. The man, the Pesach, the bread we eat of Pesach, has, to an extent, the same concept on a deeper level. The bread, the meat. Why we got meat in the midbar? We complained. Right? Kivrot ha-ta'ava. We desired meat. How can we eat this bread? We desired meat. I mean, the heir of Rav and then part of Klal Yisrael. And they were killed by having this bread, this meat. Who brought us this meat here? Yishmael. Yishmael, we know. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that 9 measures of desire came to the world. 10 measures of desire came to the world. 9 of them took Yishmael. Yishmael represents desire in the world. So if Yishmael gave it, it wasn't given properly. Because that midah of desire, Kiviyochol, gave it to us. That's why the slav in the midbar was not a proper giving of bread, of meat. It was a bad giving of meat. That's why it came here from Yishmael. It didn't come from Avram, it came from Yishmael. He was the one, he was the Nah who gave us the meat. Because he represents the midah of desire. So that was Kivras HaTava. That was the burial of Klal Yisrael's desires in the midbar. It was an onish. Okay? Now we see that these malachim came, right? One of them came to tell Avram that he was going to have a son called Yitzchak. Right? He's going to have a son. The name they gave. He's going to have a son. V'titzchak Sarah b'kirba. Sarah laughed. Sarah was midas adin. Avram was midas chesed. Sarah was midas adin. So Sarah laughed. How could it be that I'm going to have a child? It doesn't make sense. Acharei bloti hayta li edna. She became fully, she became like a young woman. V'adoni zaken. And he said, and my husband, my master, he's old. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shalom Bayis, says Rashi. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lama zeh sachaka? Sarah, why did Sarah laugh? Lemo, to say, ha'af umnam eled v'ani zakanti. Will I have a child? And I'm an old woman. Rashi tells us here that the Kodesh Baruch Hu changed what really happened. Sarah didn't only say that she's, you know, old. She said that Avram's old. Because of Shalom Bayis, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Sarah laughed because she's old. I'll ask you a question. Wouldn't it be a better Shalom Bayis not to tell Avram? He made him rare with Sarah. He goes now and tells Sarah, Hayipalem Hashem davar lemoed ashuvelech keit chayav lesarah ben. What do you... It's hard for Hashem to do miracles? V'tichachesh Sarah. And Sarah denied it. Lo sachakti. I didn't laugh. Ki yareh. She was frightened. V'yoma. And she said, lo ki sachakt. No, you did. Shalom Bayis to make husband and wife row? You changed... Okay, so you did a little bit of Shalom Bayis. You said, she didn't laugh at you, Avram. She didn't laugh at you being old. Well, what happened here? Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking Lashon Hara. And Rashi says it's Shalom Bayis. Does that make sense? You're going to have a Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin HaMumuteket, the proper Midas HaDin. If there's a flaw in Sarah's Emunah, it's going to cause a pgam, a problem with Yitzchak. Sarah has to have the perfect emunah. It's Shalom Bayis when it's talking about Ruchnius. If your wife, spirituality, if your wife isn't doing something properly, you have to tell her. You have to speak to her. You have to speak to her nicely, but you have to speak to her. nicely. Has to be in a nice way, in a proper way. But you have to speak to her. If she's not dressing in a certain way, or she's not mechanech the children, or she's doing something which can affect your children. Sarah's emuna could affect Yitzchak, could affect the birth of Yitzchak. How the mother is at the time that she's giving birth, she's getting pregnant, or she's holding the child, can affect the child. You know, Rav Wolowitz once told me about a mother who used to listen to boom, 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 boom music or something like that. And he told her, it's not good for when you're pregnant. And, you know, the child turned out, boom, 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 boom. It affects what you feel at the time of conception, what you do at the time of pregnancy affects the child. You with me? So Avraham, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted a perfect Yitzhak. There cannot be a flaw in Sarah's emunah. So Avraham gave her tochacha. That's shalom bias. Shalom bias is to make a complete bias. If there was a lack in the emunah of Sarah, there'd be a gam, there'd be a problem on Yitzchak's level with Yitzchak. Hashem needed to tell Avraham, in order for Avraham to be mochiach Sarah and to change Sarah and to tell her, listen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, Sarah had to sim lev, put a heart, put a thought to this emunah, to change. And she did. But the fact that she laughed at Avraham on her level, how can Avraham have children? That he changed. So there wouldn't be a pegiah in Avraham. She wouldn't hear from Sarah that she didn't believe that Avraham couldn't have children. That would have been a hurtful thing to say to her husband. So that Hashem changed. That's the shalom bias. The necessary message to say that Sarah laughed, that was necessary to give over to Avraham for Avraham to be mochiacha. But it was necessary to give it away in which it wasn't said in a way that Sarah didn't feel that Avraham could have children. You understand? Even though there was denial, outwardly, internally, she heard. So there was a change. Etzim there that Avraham told her could make a change. People, right? Even though deny what you say, right? When you tell them, if you tell them in a constructive way and an earnest and caring way, they might deny what you're saying. So you say, okay, maybe I'm wrong. But they heard you. And they, deep down, the change will go through them. Okay? Why was Avraham picked? There was shame, there was Ava. But see, shame for Ava taught terror. Even to Yaakov, even they taught terror. The pillar of terror, they taught terror to Yaakov. Why did Shame for Ava have a whole Jewish people coming from them? Why Avraham? So the Pasuk says, Vavram hayu ye legoy gadol, will be a great generation, Vatsum, tremendous people will come from him. V'nivruchu bo kol goye aretz, and all the nations of the world will be blessed through him. Why? Why? That's the next Pasuk. Ki yedativ, I know, leman ashei tzaved banav, he will command his children, ved beito acharav, and his house after him. V'shamru derech Hashem, they guard the ways of Hashem. La'asot tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah u'mishpat, leman havi Hashem al Avraham, et kol asher dibe elav, to bring on Avraham all which he said to him. So why was Avraham picked? Because Avraham transmitted and educated to the next generation. That's the Jewish people. That's the chesed. The biggest chesed you could do to a person is what? Give them pieces of bread? No. The biggest chesed you can do to a person is bring them to the understanding of Derech Hashem. Ein ani ele ledat. The biggest, the poorest person in the world is the guy who doesn't have proper understanding of his life. The way of Avraham is to teach his children, to teach the world Derech Hashem through example. Not crusades, not jihads, education. And it starts at home with your children and it spreads to the whole world through example and education. That's the Jew. That's Avraham. That's why we were picked.
That's the light to the nations. Now, Avraham, he has a child. There's a generation to come after him. We form now Beis Avraham. We form now the house of Avraham. Now we go to Sodom. And the whole parsha is now speaking now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I destroy Sodom and not tell Avraham about it? And Avraham asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sodom. And the whole cheshbon here, do you have 10 tzaddikim in each city, or 9 with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that saves the place? And then, what do we see? We see that Avraham didn't succeed. And these two malachim come to Sodom, one to save Lot, and one to destroy Sodom. What caused this? What caused this? So Chazal say, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Verdana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to see. So a judge, before he paskens, should see what he's judging on. Ve'er'en, I'll see, HaKetzakata, like her screaming, Haba'elai, comes to me. Asu, Kala, Imlo Eda. So this Pasuk speaking, what's it, Tzakata, singular? So Rashi brings a Gemara, right? In Sanhedrin. Tzakat Riba Achad, the crying of a child, of a little girl. Shahargua Bamita Mishuna, killed her in a funny death. Al Shanitna Mazan Laani, she gave food to a poor person. What did she do, this girl? She gave food to an ani. What was the mita that she had? What was the death that she had? They put on her honey, and there were a whole lot of bees, and the bees, when they took the honey, pricked her to death. Why that? Why is Chazal telling us what the death was? What do we need to know? What happened? She was killed. Finished. They were teaching her a lesson. Our hashkafa in Sodom is, if you give, you're killing yourself. Because if you give the honey to the bees, they're going to prick you, and you'll eventually, each prick is going to hurt you until eventually you die. That was hashkafa of Sodom. Hashkafa of completely taking. Killing, giving is killing yourself. Bring into yourself. That was the opposite of Avraham. And even still, Avraham prayed for them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't destroy them. That was Sodom. The whole story, I'm not going to go through the whole story here, but the whole story we see, this is the first time in Chumash that you talk about Mishkav Zechor, male sleeping. They wanted to know them. What was the thing? They were standing outside, the Ketanim before the Gedolim, Be'erbuvia, in a mix-up, right? And they wanted to know the Orchim. Orchim come into our city, they eat. We need to use them. We need to take from them. So he wanted to know them. Like a male know, right? You understand what I'm saying? Why here? Giving, real giving, can only be when you give to someone different from you. Because you have to get out of yourself to understand who the other person is and what they need and to give to them. That's why you marry women. Women are very different from us. Right? We know that before there was a book, Venus and Mars or whatever, right? They're very different from us. You have to get out of your own perspective to know what they need and to give to them. Male giving is really taking. If you live in a world of taking, there's going to be erbuvia, there's going to be mixing, there's going to be just taking, there's not going to be proper relationships. Male concept is a concept of giving to yourself. That's why you can't connect with something different from you.
So now we have the whole story of Saddam. Lot was taken out. His daughters thought that he was the only man left on, right, on the earth. And they did what they did. And Chazal tell us a very interesting thing. I'm going to go through this quickly. I'm not going to read the psukim because we don't have time. But Bekitzu, they did Leshem Shamayim. They thought, what? They thought that they needed to continue humanity. So their kavanah was Leshem Shamayim. He who drank and he knew, it wasn't complete onus, right? His kavanah wasn't so Leshem Shamayim. There was a bit of a pshia by him. How you say pshia? Negligence by him. From Moav, who do we get? Ruth. V'Naama from Ammon. Chazal tell us that Moav Ammon can't have Gerim. Who can't have Gerim? The male. The male part of Moav Ammon, you can't have Gerim. Female, you can. Why? The female Ger, you can have from them. Why? That's Ruth came from that. Ruth V'Naama, right? Came from that. And from that came Mashiach? From Ruth came Mashiach? From such an act came the Shorish of Mashiach? How comes? And we see another act, we're going to see later on in Chazal, that also came Mashiach, with Tamar and Yehuda. And it was a Maisa L'chara of Znus, L'chara. It wasn't, but it looked like Znus. Chazal tell us, whenever you have a big thing happening in the world, there's a big Kitrug. There's a big, how do you say Kitrug? There has to be equality in the world. So whenever something good happens, that's the equal chance of bad. So therefore, when something good happens, it has to seem bad. In order there to be an allowance of that good to come into the world. So here, even though this action seemed an action which was bad, since the intention was good, what was the intention? The intention was to save the world. That the world would have continuum. That intention is the intention of the Mashiach. The Mashiach comes to save the world. The world has continuum. He brings us back to our Shorish, and he brings the world to its completion. That was the Kavanah of the girls, of the daughters of Lot. The world would have continuum. The world wouldn't be desolate. That's the Kavanah of Mashiach. The world will come to its completion and should not be destroyed through man's bad actions. That's what Mashiach comes to do. Now Sarah has a child called Yitzchak. Right? And we have this now, this whole story with Yishmael. That he throws arrows at Yitzchak. Sarah's worried that he's, I'm just playing around. Because what's the fight between Yitzchak and Yishmael? What does Yishmael say? Rashi brings. Yishmael says, I'm the Bechor, not you. That's the fight. Who's the Bechor to Avram? Who's going to be Zera Avram? It's the same fight today. They say Yishmael had the Akedah, right? Even though they believe in Chumash, I don't exactly know how they do that, but Yishmael had the Akedah. They're the Bechor. We're the infidel. They're the Bechor. The same fight is today. That's the shorish of it in the parasha. That's where it happened. And what did God tell Avram? Listen to Sarah. And Sarah sent her away. Him away. Him and her away. Yeah? And we see, and the Chumash goes and says that Avram, when he sent him away, he didn't send him away with gold and silver, says Rashi. Because he went back to the Avodah Zarah of his mother, of Egypt. He went off the Derech. Think about the pain there was from Avram. Avram, who converted the whole world to recognition of God, and his son, Ishmael, is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. What pain did he have? Chazal says in Midrashim that even when he sent him away, Avram would travel and see what's happening with his son.
And then what happens here? Avram, even though when he sends him away, he prays for him. And this is what gives Yishmael his koach today. And Avram gives his son a blessing that he will live in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Yirat Shashem. And Chazal tell us that Avram would die with a saver, in a good way. Why? Because Yishmael b'sof yomav will do tshuva and his father does tshuva. That's what Chazal say. And that koach, that bracha that Avram gave Yishmael, is lefanecha, biyiratecha, lefanecha is in Eretz Yisrael. That's the koach that Yishmael has also in Eretz Yisrael. Not only the mila of last week, but the bracha of Avram. Now we know in the Akedah, achad varma eile, right? Velokim nisat Avram. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avram. The test, this is the final test. Can you imagine what a test it is? Avram was fighting Avodah Zarah. Was fighting and saying, Avodah Zarah, Molech, they used to take their children, sacrifice it to their gods. And that was the Avodah Zarah, Molech. And here, God tells Avram, sacrifice your son. All that he fought for all these years, God's telling him, do it to your son. What's the difference between your God and what you're fighting all these years? It's a tremendous test, Avram. And his son, he has one son, and you tell him to shecht it? He doesn't have a child to believe. Avram, can you imagine? Midas HaChesed, what love he must have had for his son. And his HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking him to take his son and sacrifice it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Avodah Zarah, and to nullify the Hemshech of Avram and his son, who's going with Derech Hashem. No, Yishmael. Yechidecha, Asher Ahavta, Ed Yitzchak. And Avram goes. B'simcha, says Rashi. Yachtav. And Yitzchak knows. And he's going b'simcha. And he's going to be an Ola Tmima. Because he was perfect, was nullified from him, all his physicality. Can you imagine what a test that is? From both of them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the seh. He says, no. Shecht the seh. And when he's shechting the seh, he says, I'm shechting the seh as if I'm shechting my son. I'm zorek the dam. I'm throwing their blood as I'm throwing his blood. And we know the story. And Rashi brings the malachim. When Avraham says, maybe I just shecht a little bit. Made a little something. And they say, no. And the tears of the Malachim come, and they go in the eyes of Yitzchak. And they make him partially blind. And Chazal say that blindness was Pasak Menu Yetzara. He was no longer connected to the physical world. He became an Ola Tmima. He became a complete offering to Hashem. All his Avodah was Kul Ola Hashem. So, even though physically he wasn't shechted, but this Akedah made him that Pasak Mimenu Yetzahara, was removed from his Yetzahara. And Chazal say, on the word Ma'achelet, why is it called Ma'achelet? The sakin, the knife that Avram used is called Ma'achelet. So one of the pshat is from this chus we eat from this merit of Avram of the Akedah. This is a tremendous merit to the Jewish people. What is that merit? That we as Jews have this koach of Akedah. We can give our lives for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, give your life to Kodesh Baruch Hu? It means nullify your desires, yourself, for Him. You have to take all your desires and you have to bind them on the Mizbeach Lashem. Just as we bind our tefillin on our hands and we say in the morning, I'm binding my tefillin on my hand, right? If you look at the Shem Kudshe Baruch Hu that we say before the tefillin, to all my desires to be nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's an Akedah. And all my thoughts with my other tefillin to be nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's an akedah. We live with this akedah. We live with this binding, the binding of our tefillin, the living with all our desires and all our thoughts to be bound to the will and the desire of Kodesh Baruch Hu is akedah Yitzchak. And we have that koach, we have that strength because of the akedah. We have the spiritual genes that Avraham nullified in himself, midas hachesed, to sacrifice his child for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we have the koach of din, sweetened, din that sweetened, to nullify all our self completely to Kodesh Baruch Hu because of this akedah. That's the schus that we eat of the akedah. It gives us this koach. This is what Avraham reached, and this is our spiritual genes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through this action of Avraham.